Hi, I'm Maggie Jacqua, Editor-in-Chief of Whole Foods Magazine, and we are here with The Natural View with Todd. Hi, Todd.
Hi, how are you, Maggie?
Good. So, Todd, I told you that I would fill you in on Expo West in Baltimore, which was an amazing show. I had so much fun meeting all like these great people. Some of the farmer rock stars that I love, Bob Quinn, author of Grain by Grain, talked to health pioneers like Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, who was talking about ginseng. He was there talking about Terry Naturally's new products. I talked to Johnny Bowden, who was there with Barleans about phytocannabinoids. And so I'm totally name dropping. I talked to lots of great people, including Katy Perry, who I interviewed about Bragg. And that is up on our website now. So you can check out my interview with Katy.
I saw, I think it was Heather Wainer's, ultimate Instagram moment where there was all of a sudden I wake up one morning, I see a barrage of selfies. I think you were in a few of those. So that's a pretty big moment. That's a big celebrity moment.
It was great. You know, I sat down with her, talked to her about, you know, acquiring Bragg, about basically her love of apple cider vinegar, her long history with the company. She dished a little bit about her in Orlando, which was pretty cool. And she was just really kind of a nice, welcoming person, shared a lot about the company, about some new products, about kind of where the future is going, which I know a lot of people are interested in, you know, what's next for Bragg. So you can find all that out on our website. The interview is up now.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. So it sounds like from the list of names that you went through, much in your character, you were probably on the go every minute. You probably saw 1,000 different products, right? Can you tell me what stood out? You know, just a couple of highlights there as far as new products.
I mean, I think just overall in general categories, the things that were most buzzed about, the things that kind of were grouped with the most attention, definitely hemp CBD. There was an entire hemp pavilion. So, on the show, on the main show floor, companies had their booths, but then a lot had separate booths up in the hemp pavilion. So a lot going on up there. Regenerative agriculture and organic was a top note that kind of went through the entire show, and also sustainability and transparency. So these things that we've been seeing all year really just continue to grow and were definite top notes of the show. So we had the pleasure of going to the Organic Trade Association's Leadership Award Celebration. And so obviously organic regen ag was a big topic there. And, you know, one of the things that was covered again and again at the sessions is kind of how dire this topic is, kind of how important it is that we address this and make changes. But there was a lot of hope. I'm going to read to you what the rising star, Nate Palpom, he was given an award. And he just got everybody so energized talking about the positives and where this kind of next generation is going. And he said, you know, with organic farming, what's good for the planet is good for the community, is good for the bottom line. And that kind of idea was really throughout the show. So it was very encouraging.
That's cool to see a through line through the whole show about such an important topic. It's interesting because we also, you know, obviously there's a lot of talk about the environment and there's a lot of talk about the younger generations fueling that effort, right? And it almost sounds like that's the same case here. So that's exciting. I think that's great.
It was exciting. And you had the pioneers of the industry, the leaders who have started this movement, you know, Fermor O'Dale and Bob Quinn. Let me read you my quote from Bob Quinn too, because I love this too. He said, the last 70 years we've been involved in a chemical experiment and the wheels have started to fall off this bus. So here you have kind of the leaders talking about, you know, and then you have the younger generation coming in and having so much inspiration and hope. So it was nice to see.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really great. So obviously CBD is a hot topic. Any, you know, as far as other, here's what I've been wondering. So CBD is kind of the hot topic now and has been for the last, you know, year or two. Before that, you know, there were generations of other hot topics, right? And then things kind of get folded and maybe somewhat normalized and accepted. And then some things maybe fall off a little bit. Was there anything, as you walk the aisles, is there anything from, you know, 5 years ago that you still see holding strong that still captured your attention, even though it's, you know, technically old news at this point, but still beneficial?
I mean, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, plant-based continues to boom. You know, that's kind of been around and continues to be around. Omega's perennial, turmeric, curcumin, the spices, Ayurvedic, all big. And then kind of interesting with what you say, one thing that was, I mean, I wouldn't be fair to call it the CBD of its time. That might be a little exciting, but definitely.
We're putting a lot of pressure on whatever this is going to be, by the way.
Okay, so this is general. ginseng. So I was talking to Dr. Teitelbaum about ginseng, and he was talking about how it had been so popular through, you know, in the 70s, but then also just centuries ago. And then again, coming back to some of the farming practices and how that impacted ginseng and its popularity faded away. But now there's a kind of a resurgence coming with ginseng, which had some buzz at the show. So things kind of coming back again. So that was interesting as well.
Yeah, cool. One other thing about the show in general that I think we have to mention is it was last year in Baltimore, correct? It'd been there for a number of years. And let me just say, like, I have the secret love for Expo East, even though I haven't gone in a couple of years. But anyway, when I do get out there, I love the fact that it's in the middle of this gritty city. I love the fact that when I'm with a client or I'm at the show all day and you're hearing about health and wellness, that 100 yards away, you can take a client out for a post-show drink into a place that smells like your grandmother's basement. And there's people lining the bar that have probably put in a full day's work, like right in those seats, right? Like it's a very yin yang sort of thing. I like that grittiness. And I like the fact that you're talking health and wellness in this environment of a really real urban environment. I think Philly offers a lot of that. And I know that's not why they chose it. It's just my personal preference. What are your thoughts about it moving? For me, it's obviously what happens after the show and with clients, but for you, it's probably totally different.
I'm excited for Philly. I mean, that's right by us. We're Whole Foods is in New Jersey. So, you know, it's coming a little closer. I do enjoy Baltimore. I'm going to miss it, but I think Philly will be an interesting experience. I mean, we'll see how it goes, right? I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. The secret to Expo East, I think, at least for me, is, you know, the conversations you have, the level of conversations you have, because it is a smaller show than Expo West, are just so genuine, and people have more time and you can walk around, and I love that part of it.
That exact point came up again and again. So I'm glad you brought that up. We talked about that, how I talked about that with a lot of people, from retailers to people exhibiting, how it maybe wasn't as busy, right, as an Expo West in terms of bodies on the floor, but that people were having really, it was crowded. So don't underestimate what I'm saying.
Sure. It's all relative, right?
But people were having really genuine conversations, and the people who were there to really do business and not just kind of looking around and like touristy, but really there to learn about the products and do business, so that the time was quality. So that was an interesting top note to hear, again, from the retailers, from the manufacturers. Many people throughout the show said a similar thing to that. So
speaking of in-depth conversations, I'm always curious. So you being editor-in-chief of a trade magazine, and you're at one of the premier events within your trade, how do you do it? How do you accomplish seeking out new products, meeting the folks, seeing the folks that you need to see? How does that even work on your end?
It is a team effort. So I can shout out to my team here, but there were four of us there on the edit side, and we divide and conquer. There's obviously so much ground to cover, and we're all like infomaniacs. We want it all. We want to know everything. Right. We want to see every product. We want to know everything that's going on. So we divide and conquer to try to accomplish as much as we can. And people are filing their different stories at my magazine. So we've got Julia Peterman, who was at a lot of the educational sessions. Her article is up on the website. We've got Rachel, who was at Expo for the very first time and talks about kind of the excitement of being at an Expo for the first time. And then we've got our social media editor, Kircha, who was snapping pictures of everything, and that's all up online. So then I had some great interviews with retailers, including our 2019 Whole Foods Retailer of the Year, which we just announced today. And that is Rainbow Blossom.
Woo-hoo, so nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, we have a story on that. Good job, Rainbow Blossom. They have some wonderful, just the history that they're sharing with us and success secrets and inspiration. So definitely looking forward to that. But yeah, walking the show floor, trying to get it all in with the different pavilions and the hot products and the Harvest Festival. It's a lot of ground to cover. So hopefully we're getting all the pieces to you and trying to get all the information out there for the retailers who couldn't be there and all the ones who could, but you can't, you know, possibly cover every single thing. So
yeah, for sure. Well, just one quick follow-up on that. If I'm a new brand and exhibiting at the show, I mean, you're kind of a rock star, right? I want to talk to you. Okay. All right. Maybe that's reaching it, but I really want to talk to another.
And I want to talk to them, right? I mean, I love it.
That's my question. Like, how do they reach out? You know, what's the best way to get on your radar as you and your team are mapping out who to cover and where to go? Is it just build the best presence on the show floor and we'll come and we'll find you? Or is it like reaching out ahead of time? What's your advice?
I mean, I definitely recommend reaching out ahead of time so that you're on our radar already and we do our best to hit everything. You know, walking up and down the show floor, we really do try to stop in everywhere and glance at everything and have as many conversations as we can. But yeah, email us. We love to talk to everybody, see what's going on and try to get as much of the information out there shared to the retailers. So
that's cool. Hey, so best food sample. What did you?
Oh man, that's on the spot. Well,
I'm on the spot. Okay.
I just wanted your favorites. We actually have our 7 top grocery trends on the website. Let's see. What's coming to mind right now is I'm a sparkling water fan, and I hit this one section where there were all these sparkling waters and seltzers, and I think I was just drinking everything. I remember one called Petal. The bottle packaging was amazing, and
I
talked to them. But so much. But we do have some of this covered on our website too, with other things that we sampled. And
all right, so everybody should go check that out and see what some of the top things you sampled are. Yeah, nice. Well, the sparkling water thing—that's certainly on trend. So that's pretty cool that natural is kind of coming to that game in a big way.
Yeah, definitely. And that's like me, I guess I'm like lattes too. That's the other thing that comes to my mind. I was sipping all sorts of superfood, like lattes that were so delicious. So. Yeah.
Keep going for the rest of the
I'm
rest
see, I'm show. Thirsty. I'm just going to talk food, but.
Oh, funny. All right. Well, anything else you think we should cover as far as your wrap up?
Let me see. Oh, I did want to touch on just one of the things that came up was about another kind of thing in the industry is about the mergers and acquisitions being a big thing. So that was kind of a note that we cover online. But also we talk to a lot of family owned brands, which is great to see these companies like Rainbow Blossom. That's a second generation family owned business. Of course, the team at Bluebonnet Nutrition, we gave them an award. That's another family owned business, Buried Treasure, Carlson Labs. And we also, you know, this news, Todd, but Now Foods acquiring Super Nutrition. So even when we had, you know, news of an acquisition, there was this note of kind of keeping the family business ethics kind of going. And so that is nice to see. And also I talked to once again, Nut Butter, and I'm just jazzed. I want to shout out them too, because they were talking about being 100% employee owned and telling me about kind of some of the things that go into that. And kind of the attention to detail that goes into everything that we're talking about, their packaging, but hearing the perspective from that employee owned was really interesting. So
yeah, that's cool.
Shine a spotlight on some of that that's going on. Not all big acquisitions. There's some of this kind of keeping that family spirit, which as you know, Whole Foods is a family owned second generation as well. So
for sure. And I think that's more important in this industry than maybe some others, just because the choices those brands make so much directly affect people's wellness, you know, and being able as a family, being mission driven in general as a family owned company. I mean, that's kind of what keeps this industry innovative yet honest, you know, and I think that's great, or at least one factor in that. So that's really cool to hear.
Yeah, and knowing that consumers are so interested in the stories and the mission behind the brands. So, and you know, so that's a whole nother podcast we can do about the amazing things that so many of these brands are doing, you know, beyond just their products. I would love to talk about that in a part two.
All right, we'll mark it down. We'll talk about that in the near future.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks for catching me up. It almost replaces being there, but not quite. So
it doesn't. You should have all so much FOMO. You better be a Philly.
I do. The pain is only extended by reliving it, you know, now in a recap. Usually I just take a week to get over it and I'm fine, but it's fine. Next year, Philly, we'll do this live from Philly.
You got to be there. I'm going to tell you just one more quote because I love this. I love this. Where is it? I got all these quotes that I love, but I gotta share this one with you. So, this was Andrew Pitts. Do you know Andrew Pitts?
I do. Yes.
The sixth generation farmer in chief, Sawmill Family Farms.
From Iowa, right?
Yeah. He said, I think of the farmer's market as a place to connect with people. And Expo in the natural products industry, we're like a giant farmer's market. And we have this opportunity to go out and connect with people. So I kind of like that thinking, even when you're thinking about Expo and then the gritty city, but it's also absolutely like a farmer's market where we're just going out. We're finding out about people and their products. So
I love it. And I think that's an apt description of kind of, you know, the interactions I've had at both Expos and Supply, like all of our industry shows. It's friendly, right? And if anyone who's been in other industries, you know, when you step in, there's this warm, fuzzy feeling about all the relationships you make and walking the aisles and seeing friends. So that's really cool. So Absolutely. Shout out to Andrew. That's a good way to sum it up. Good. All right. Well, thanks. I guess we'll see you next time with another news recap.
We'll do it again. Thank you, Todd.